Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Invertir en Bolsa, 1% Principiantes, Aprende a Invertir con Sentido Común en 7 Pasos, is a Spanish-language beginner guide to stock market investing written by José Manuel Vera and Ana María Lacárcel. The book is positioned as an accessible introduction for readers with no prior experience who want to start investing with limited capital and a practical long-term perspective. Rather than focusing on complex trading tactics, it centers on a structured 7-step method and on basic decision-making principles that help newcomers avoid common mistakes. The authors present their approach as a way to build financial independence through disciplined investing, using clear explanations of core instruments such as stocks, ETFs, and bonds. Because it is designed for complete beginners, the book emphasizes simplicity, usability, and gradual learning over technical depth. Its purpose is to reduce the intimidation that often surrounds investing and to provide a straightforward framework for getting started responsibly. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a 7-step framework built for total beginners. The book is organized around a 7-step process, which is one of its defining features. This matters because first-time investors often fail not from lack of intelligence, but from lack of sequence. They do not know what to learn first, what to ignore, or how to move from theory to action. By giving readers a step-by-step structure, the authors reduce the chaos that usually accompanies a first approach to the stock market. The method is meant to function as a practical roadmap rather than as a collection of disconnected tips. That makes the book especially useful for readers who need guidance on how to begin, not just on what investing is. The emphasis on common sense also signals that the book prioritizes decision quality over complexity, helping beginners focus on the few ideas that matter most at the start. Secondly, La Hormiga Reina as a long-term investing method. A central concept in the book is the author's own long-term investment method, La Hormiga Reina. The method appears to be the conceptual backbone of the book, giving it a personal and practical identity beyond a generic introduction to investing. Its long-term orientation is important because it places emphasis on patience, consistency, and gradual accumulation rather than speculative activity.
For beginners, that is a meaningful distinction. It helps frame investing as a process of building assets over time instead of trying to predict short-term market movements.
The fact that the authors present this as a system they designed themselves suggests a focus on repeatability and simplicity. In a beginner book, that can be more useful than a broad survey of market theory because it offers readers a coherent method they can follow from the outset. Thirdly, starting with little money through accessible investment tools, the book strongly addresses the idea that one does not need large savings to begin investing. This is one of its most practical themes because many beginners delay investing under the false assumption that it requires substantial capital. The material highlights starting with around $100 or less and makes use of tools such as fractional shares, which lower the entry barrier for small investors. That focus is significant because it changes investing from an abstract goal into a realistic habit that can begin early. The book also discusses basic instruments like stocks, ETFs, and bonds, helping readers understand that investing is not limited to a single type of product. By connecting small starting amounts with concrete tools, the authors make the subject approachable and reduce the psychological distance between the reader and the market. Fourthly, avoiding the most common beginner mistakes before they become costly. Another important dimension of the book is its emphasis on avoiding errors typical of inexperienced investors. Beginner investing books often fail when they only explain what to buy, but this one appears to devote attention to what not to do, which is equally important. For new investors, mistakes such as overcomplicating decisions, using unsuitable products, or acting without a plan can be more damaging than a lack of market knowledge. A common sense approach helps counter these problems by encouraging readers to slow down, understand the basics, and avoid unnecessary risk-taking. The practical value here is not just informational, but protective. The book functions as a filter against impulsive behavior. This is especially relevant in the stock market, where beginners are often exposed to noise, hype, and oversimplified promises. The book's discipline-oriented framing helps readers establish boundaries before they commit money. Lastly, a concise, low-friction introduction rather than an advanced market manual. The book is clearly aimed at readers who want an easy entry point, not a deep technical education. Review feedback and the book description both suggest that it is structured, direct, and free of unnecessary filler. That positioning is important because it sets accurate expectations for readers looking for advanced valuation models, sophisticated chart analysis, or institutional-level strategy may find the scope too basic. But for its intended audience, that simplicity is a strength. It lowers cognitive overload and makes the learning process manageable. The book stands out in the beginner category because it combines practical guidance with a narrow, disciplined focus on essentials. Instead of trying to cover every investing theory, it concentrates on helping the reader take a first step with clarity and confidence. That makes it suitable as an entry-level companion for people who need a usable foundation before moving on to more specialized material. In conclusion, this book is best suited to absolute beginners who want a simple, structured introduction to stock market investing without being overwhelmed by technical detail. It is also a good fit for readers with limited capital who want to understand how to begin with modest amounts, use basic instruments like ETFs and fractional shares, and avoid the usual mistakes that derail first attempts. Its main practical benefit is that it turns investing into a clear sequence of actions rather than an intimidating subject. Intellectually, it offers a disciplined way to think about long-term investing and financial independence without relying on speculative language. Compared with many books in the same category, it stands out for its emphasis on a named method, La Hormiga Reina, and for its strong focus on accessibility. It is not trying to be an advanced market textbook. Instead, it serves as a concise starter guide that prioritizes clarity, usability, and realistic first steps. For readers who want to begin responsibly and build confidence early, that positioning is exactly what makes it valuable. If you would like to support Ensure, Jose Manuel Vera, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.